Dealing with predators is a fact of life for most species. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Douglas Fudge, associate professor of biological sciences at Chapman University, delves into the hagfish and how it avoids becoming lunch.
Hagfishes are a group of eel-like animals that are notorious for their ability to produce huge amounts of slime when they're attacked by a predator. The slime contains two main components, condensed granules of mucus and silk-like threads. The threads are coiled in the cytoplasm of highly specialized cells, and when they're ejected into seawater during an attack, they almost instantly go from being the size of a cell to their fully unraveled length of about 6 inches. In 2011, we thought we understood how hagfishes defend themselves, but that year a paper published by our colleagues in New Zealand made it clear that we didn't have the full story. Their study contained videos of hagfishes being attacked in the wild. Gill clogging did thwart several species of fishes, but in the case of sharp-toothed fish with powerful jaws like sharks, we realized that the slime was released after the hagfish was bitten. So hagfish were being bitten by sharks and surviving. How were they doing this? Our first instinct was that hagfish skin must have super puncture-resistant properties, but careful experiments and comparisons to over 20 other fish species ruled this out. Next, we tested a more elaborate hypothesis having to do with the unusual body design of hagfishes. Hagfish skin fits on the animal's body like loose pajamas. It is not well attached, and there is lots of extra material. We wondered if all the extra space under a hagfish's skin allows its body to squish out of harm's way when a shark's tooth plunges into it. Using a custom spring-loaded guillotine to drive shark teeth into freshly dead hagfish, we found strong evidence for this idea. The flaccid body design of hagfish does indeed protect them from shark bites and gives their remarkable slime the time it needs to do its magic.
That was Douglas Fudge of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.